Magisteri equals teacher. Magisterium is the authority which the teacher exercises. Here, magisterium is the church's exercise of her teaching authority. Now, when this teaching authority is exercised by the church in her ordinary, mind you, these are not solemn definitions. And the word ordinary, by all means, it's not extraordinary. The church does not have to go out of a way to define something to make it infallible. This is extremely important. What are we talking about? The question was, well, is it all right to choose women and children for washing their feet on Holy Thursday? I said no. And the reason, the basic reason is because Christ washed the feet of those who on that same Holy Thursday night he ordained priests. And the feminist movement, by the way, I think I told you, I began reading Karl Marx at the age of 14. Much too early. My native language, as I think I told you, was Slav. My first prayer book was in Russian Cyrillic script. And as you know, Marx started in German, but he got most of his ideas, guess from what country? From England. England. And as I've told so many audiences, I don't know of a single principle, SPLE, a single principle of feminism which is not borrowed from Karl Marx. Feminism is Marxism. Period. Close the book. As Marx said, there is no progress in society without conflict. You must promote conflict. Now Marx, as we know, during his own day, promoted two conflicts. Between the rich and the poor, between capital and labor. But Marx's dream, his dream was to promote conflict between women and men. The thickest single book by Lenin, a disciple of Marx, is On the Family. Did you know the family was invented by men? Masculine gender. Why? To dominate women. Did you know that? 500 pages. Denying that the family is natural to the human race. And consequently, the family must be destroyed. This is the heart of Marxism. And millions now are doing a good job. Women, therefore, must rise up against men and refuse to be enslaved by men. In any case, back to what we're saying. For 2,000 years, the church has always ordained only men. And that because Christ chose, 12 men. But now we know who are not all that holy. But they were men. And for 20 centuries, the church has taught, notice, in her ordinary, but watch it, universal. And that universal means two things. It means universal in time and in space. For 2,000 years, the church has taught only men, masculine gender, can, not may, can be ordained priests. But even if the church had not, which she does, teach universally in time, the church teaches universally in space. Whatever the church, and watch it, whatever the bishops of the Catholic Church, number one, secondly, in union with the Pope. Otherwise, a bishop does not count. Do you hear me? Bishop's authority is zero. Do you hear me? Unless he is obedient to the Bishop of Rome. Do you hear me? And one of the wonderful teachings of Vatican II, the real Vatican II, sisters, can I ask you, what translation, what English text of Vatican II do you use? Whose translation? Flannery. Many of you people use Walter Abbott? Sisters, and I mean it, Walter Abbott, A-double-B-O-double-T, first name Walter. The initials after his name are S.J. He published the first translation of the Second Vatican Council in New English. It is a very bad translation. A friend of mine counted 2,000 errors just in the Latin translation. 2,000 errors. And for about 15 years, that's the only translation English-speaking people used. No wonder they became confused. And among the teachings of Vatican II is this, a bishop's authority, either to teach for the mind to believe or to teach for the will to obey. Any bishop's authority in the Catholic Church is only as valid as his teaching, either for the mind to believe or the will to obey, agrees with the teaching of the Bishop of Rome. Otherwise, that bishop's authority is zero. This is why I was called to Rome last March, to cope with what some bishops of the United States are teaching. In any case, if the church, ordinary magisterium, notice it is not a definition. A definition would be extraordinary. Whatever the church has been teaching universally over the centuries, or even teaches universally in space, that is infallible if what the teaching is intended by the Vicar of Christ is intended everybody in the church to accept and believe. All of that about washing women's feet. After the end of the world, for the Eucharistic liturgy continues to be celebrated in heaven.